It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to the Newcastle Natter. My name is Fergus Craig and I am joined by Paul Doolin and Dave Watson.
I see what you did there. I quite liked it.
Tension.
How are you both?
I'm all right, yeah.
I'm just going to ask every question to both of you at the same time. Total democracy. Yeah, yes, Dave, you've got big news. The kitchen is finished.
Kitchen is finished. At this, Dave, go and have a look at the incredible journey we've all been on. It's it's done. Everything's done.
It's been like Newcastle season. Early on, I was worried about that kitchen. I thought, no one can save it. Especially when you changed builders halfway through, didn't you? You had that weird, massive Geordie guy.
And then I got a professional in.
Yeah.
But it just like Callum Wilson, a lovely finish.
Right. And when is it, obviously the work is done now, but when is the actual official launch?
We're going to do a soft launch for a few friends and family, and then we're going to open it out to the public.
Sure.
And actually, Aramco, have Aramco bought the naming rights to your kitchen?
But here's one. There's a new bar opening up in Manchester, and it's Blockbuster Video themed. So it's made to look like an old Blockbuster Video store. And that's a really narrow, like, target audience, isn't it?
It's not going to be anyone's local.
No.
Just popping down the Blockbuster for a pint.
It's fucking weird.
God. That's up there with that cereal bar. Someone's
is that even open still?
I think that's shut down. People go to be random.
It's a gimmick, and my mind's gone through a couple of things. It's a gimmick, but I could see it working on a kitsch level, but then I was like, oh, students will like it. Then it occurred to me, students now won't even remember Blockbuster Video.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I have to get down there. I mean, so basically, you brought that up because that's your competition. Those are the two big things opening in the Manchester area. Your kitchen and the Blockbuster Video bar.
I would go to your kitchen every time, Dave.
So always welcome.
I'm going to move things on to football. It's the end of the season. We can now look at the league table, and I'm proud to say that I finished out of the three of us in first place in our fantasy football table. Congratulations, by the way, to the person who won with their team of Titus Shambles. Obviously has a name that I cannot pronounce. It's Kenny Piachanin. Piachanin.
Fergus is having a stroke live.
Look, it's It's Kenny. I can pronounce Kenny, not a problem. Kenny, P-I-A-T-C-Z-A-N-Y-N. I mean, it's an, one would assume an Eastern European name. Anyway,
could have Googled it, but proof if we needed it that racism isn't always just graffiti and overt actions. Sometimes it's just little things.
Wow. Just laziness and ignorance.
Okay, well, congratulations to Kenny.
Kenny,
You've done well. Out of the three of us, once again, I finished in first place. I finished 13th out of everyone. I'm just scrolling through.
I mean, I haven't looked at my team since Christmas, to be fair.
If
Paul, you finish next. And Dave, just remind me, what was your team name again?
I don't remember. Was it forgotten by October or something like that?
I think it was Better Than Paul.
Oh, right.
Because I think the theme this year was you were determined that you were really going to try this year and prove that you could finish above us.
And do you know what happened? I didn't. I can't remember the last time I'd done it.
Don't forget, Dave was playing on two fronts this year. It's like Europe. He had the Fantasy League and the Kitchen. It's quite hard to keep going on both fronts for a whole season.
Okay, so football-wise, there is a lot to talk about. There is the game against Burnley. There's the season awards. There's Dave's just adjusting his airline pilot microphone there. There's there's the end of season awards. That's big. There's been some Twitter controversy between myself and Dave.
Fergus, the whole left side of your face has started drooping.
Look, I've worked through a stroke before. I'll work through this one. It's fine. Yes, there's
there's stuff to talk about.
Jack Grealish disrespecting one of our players. A lot to talk about. Let's start with the Burnley game. I didn't watch it because there were more exciting things going on and it wasn't one of the available games on Sky Sports. I thought it was pretty exciting battle between Liverpool and Man City, so I wanted to watch that. So that was the choice I made. So all I've seen is the highlights. I think, Paul, you watched a fair bit of the game.
I watched most of it. I was watching it on my phone in the back of a car.
Oh, right.
Half time, I switched because I just wanted to see it. The title race looked like it was going to be really interesting.
I watched
the show that basically sums up all the games at the same time and flits between games live.
Yeah.
Good show.
So
we sent Burnley down.
Yeah.
Have we ever sent a team down in recent memory? Not sure.
The only one I can remember is like Cardiff when they were up. I think we were the, I don't know why that sticks in my mind, but I'm pretty sure we sent Cardiff down when they were up. But aside from that, I can't remember us. It was quite nice to be a part of the final day with no peril.
Dave, are you the sort of person, we've wrung Burnley's neck, we've killed them, are you the sort of person who feels no emotion about it at all? Or do you feel a little bit bad for them?
No, I don't feel bad for them. It's the nature of the sport. We went down, people laughed at us, and fair enough.
Yeah, because that's exactly how you responded, when people laughed at us, I'm sure.
I'm glad we weren't like Villa fans were to us. We didn't seem to be.
This is my thing. As long as you can take the piss in the ground, and as long as you don't like turn up with like banners and stuff, we sent yous down and stuff, that's cheap, but just having a bit of a laugh and that's fine.
But as your next messiah, Alistair Campbell, or did I who else
isn't Tom Hanks, is he Burnley?
He's a Villa fan, isn't he?
Villa. Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
I don't fucking
mad about the Villa. No, I didn't feel bad about it at all, although I did only learned after the fact. I'd heard bits about it, but just how much financial trouble Burnley are.
Yeah.
because they've gone down to the extent that they're out of business. But I agree that, of course, it is just the game. And I also, I find it a bit weird when, I understand if there is a direct rivalry between the existing rivalry between the two clubs.
Mm.
But when the opposing team are just, I think it happened somewhere else. I don't know, where they're like just laughing at that team.
But you get that at like both ends of the table as well. Apparently, in the Liverpool game against Aston Villa, the Aston Villa fans were cheering when they heard that Man City had scored, and were like giving it large to the Liverpool fans. When really Aston Villa have no dog in that fight.
To be fair,
no. I'm just like, you know, I don't.
No, yeah. At the time, I thought, well, that's a bit shit. Actually, to be fair, on the day, it's just on the day banter, isn't it? It's on the day banter between.
Yeah.
It's fine. Paul, I'm getting bogged down in this. Paul?
Yeah. I'm going to need a question, not
do
just
you want
my
to talk
name.
About football? Just go ahead, say something.
It's a wonderful sport.
I tell you, it was a really, really entertaining final day, but our game was entertaining in and of itself. It was I've seen the extended highlights on the Newcastle webpage.
Yeah.
That sounded old, didn't it?
On the internet.
On the World Wide Web. Yeah.
On our webpage.
I thought it was good. It was a professional performance. We put away a side that we should have been fighting for their lives, and we dealt with them quite professionally.
And two goals for Callum Wilson, Paul.
Yeah, it's the worrying thing. You just sort of think, oh, imagine if we can keep him fit for a whole season. But history suggests we'd be lucky to get half a season out of him.
I mean, I don't think we stayed fit for a whole season for like 5 or 6 years.
I don't know if his injury record's getting worse every season or not.
Yeah. I don't know. But
I don't think he's played much more than 20 games since Brexit. Since Brexit.
Maybe that's why.
The last 5 or 6 years.
I tell you though, the second goal, because I mean, we can gloss over the first one because it was just a bizarre decision by the Burnley defender. It was one of those handballs that I kind of didn't think it would ever happen again because of VAR. Because it's like, well, the cameras are on you. Like, you're never going to get away with this. So I thought we'd see in the back of it. But then the second goal, it was lovely. It was a really lovely team goal. And St. Maximum released the ball at the right time.
He did, to be fair. Yeah. Credit to him.
Well, I think as well, St. Maximum, his controversial interview early in the year of like, with the right striker, I'd have as many assists as Mane. Sort of start to see his point when you've got Wilson up there.
Yeah. It's no surprise that his best two performances have come with Wilson on the pitch.
Anything else on the Burnley game?
We can tell you're excited about it. I don't know, I didn't
watch it. I've seen the highlights. It just feels, for us, it didn't.
Meanwhile. We were on the beach as fans, I think, let's be honest.
And then I suppose it was nice to see that the players weren't on the beach, right? It was playing against a team who were fighting for their lives. And also, I suppose maybe it was that for that reason that Eddie Howe still fielded a strong side. Because if it was if there was nothing in it for either side, you could see this being a sort of game where he gave Matt Ritchie some minutes or whatever because it's his last game. Is it Matt Ritchie's? Let's talk about Matt Ritchie. Was it his last game for the club?
You'd have to think so, yeah.
Yeah.
He's done.
Which is, I think the thing with Matt Ritchie is that wherever he goes next, he's never like embarrassed himself at Newcastle. You know, there's not going to be, when Kieran Clarke goes, there will be, you know, people saying, you know, that they're happy to see the back of him and far, far worse on social media. Whereas when Matt Ritchie goes, I think he's got enough, you know, cacho with the fans that he'll get a nice send-off, but he's clearly not good enough for us anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bit like when Gutierrez went, or Perch, the sort of cult heroes, but you kind of think he's really good for the dressing room, but you can't really survive in a squad just on that.
I feel like it's a bit harsh on Gutierrez to be lumped in with Perch.
Gutierrez.
Argentinian international. Yeah, I see what the point you're making. If Richie goes, if he were to go abroad, what I'd like to think is that there'll be a fan of a club in Turkey or something who's not familiar with Matt Ritchie, and we'll look him up, and there'll be like a Welcome to Galatasaray video, and it'll be a compilation, and that'll be like, why is the first 5 minutes of this just him kicking a corner flag?
He had some great moments. Yeah, was it the winner against Man City? He had that penalty, but I think the highlight for me will be that most of his highlights for me are him either kicking corner flags, kicking players, or reports of him kicking players in training.
We'll never forget, the corner flag that actually hit someone in the bollocks when he kicked it.
Was that this season? No, that was last season, wasn't it?
Before.
Was it?
That was in the...
Honestly.
Yeah, last season was no fans. So it would have had to have gone out the stadium.
True.
Yeah. I think I lived in another continent when that happened.
Yeah. But I wonder actually how many of the players who played against Burnley, how many of them will still be there next season? Because you'd expect...
Right. Okay. Sorry, go on. Well, we're going to have a broader conversation after the break about end of season awards and what have you, and I guess we're going to look forward to the future, which none of us know, but we at least
know. I do, so I should have mentioned that.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
but I'm great. Just trying to bring up the lineup from
I've got it in front of me.
All right, well, I've got it in front of me now. Right,
all right, well,
first day of the season. This is just one word answers, right? Well, you three answers. It's either going to be out the door, first 11, in the squad, right?
Yeah.
Those are your three options.
What if we want them to go out on loan to get experience?
That counts as in the squad.
Okay.
As in on the books, right? On out the door. On the books.
Up the junction, over the top, in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Callum Wilson. Paul.
What's the one for stay?
On first the book, 11.
Or in the first, on the books, first 11, out the door. Paul.
On the books.
On the books. Dave.
Yeah, on the books.
Bruno. Paul.
First 11.
Dave.
First name, first 11.
All agreed so far. Trippier. Paul.
First 11.
Dave.
First 11.
Agreed. Dan Byrne. Paul.
First 11.
Dave.
First 11.
Agreed. Paul. Saint-Maximin.
What do I think, or what do I want?
What do you think?
I think out the door.
Dave?
I think first 11, but not at left wing.
Okay. This game does not allow for caveats.
Okay, yeah. First 11 then.
Okay. I think, changing position is moving and grooving.
Okay.
I'm going to say on the books, but that's a tricky one. Matt Target, Paul.
I want him to stay, but I think out the door. It depends if we can get our first choice left back, who seems to be now maybe.
Dave's introduced, waffling, and now we're off. But yeah,
all right, out the door, I think.
No, that's fine. No, that was, it's all fine. Dave?
First 11.
Ooh.
Dubravka, Paul.
Up the chimney. Out the door.
Out the door, okay.
I think so.
Dave?
around the horn.
Does that mean out the door?
No, it means first 11.
First 11, right, okay. Yeah, I think probably still first 11. Joe Linton, Paul.
First 11.
Dave.
First 11.
Yeah, I think first 11 probably. Almiron, Paul.
I think out the door.
On the books.
I'm going to agree with Dave on the books. Lascelles, Paul. I'm going into the subs now.
I think probably on the books, possibly.
Dave?
Out the door.
Yeah, I'm going to say out the door.
I think you're probably right.
What about...
Okay, Sean Longstaff, Paul.
On the books.
Dave?
On the books.
Yeah, on the books, I agree. Chris Word, Paul?
On the books.
Dave?
Books.
Yes. Richie? Paul?
Door.
Dave?
Door.
Door. I don't even know that
this
one.
Is, this is an electric feature.
I think it's good.
I like it.
Jacob Murphy, last one. Paul?
Books.
Dave?
Yeah, he's on the books.
Yeah. On the books. Okay. No, I think out the door, actually.
I think you missed out Fabian Scher as well.
He wasn't... I think Fergus was lifting from the from the lineup of the last game.
I just want to keep naming names. I'm like, I want this game to go for 4 hours.
I think there's genuinely, there's a stack of players that that have been in our first team that, like, weren't available or whatever, like Scher, Shelby, Willock, Manquillo, Kraft.
Sure, actually. There's a lot. The game could go on a lot longer.
Yeah.
Probably.
Who released that as a bonus? Yeah. Well, we have to write our answers down. If they match, we win 50 quid. If they don't, we lose 50 quid.
Okay, well, let's have a break there because there's so much more to talk about. We should have a break and we'll be back very soon. Welcome back to the Newcastle Nutter. I didn't want to discuss it, but we've got to. Someone from outside our club has disrespected one of our own. I don't know, what are we going to do about it? I'm talking about Jack Grealish in quite a hard to decipher video in the Manchester City celebrations for winning the title. Jack Grealish looked quite pissed up. And
I think you have to remember with foreign players like Grealish is their command of English is never going to be great. So it was hard.
Like, I'm just going to assume most people have seen the video, and if you haven't looked it up, he seemed like he was, because he was winding up Bernardo Silva. Mm-hmm. He seemed like his accent like had turned into like a like Englishman on holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he does that.
The thing is, you play very bad. But
yeah.
So he was winding him up, but I think maybe he was talking about Riyad Mahrez.
Yeah.
Basically, they were saying the best thing that happened in the game, what turned it around, is taking off Riyad Mahrez because he was playing like shit. He was playing like Almiron.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's disrespecting one of them.
Fuming.
It did seem to come out of nowhere, didn't it? It's like, yeah. Almiron.
I think if you paused that video after he said he was playing like and gave me 100 guesses, I would not have said Almiron.
I mean, I sort of, in a weird way, like, you know, I like Almiron and all of that. But in a weird way, I think it's quite a good, because it a good reference. Because he's not saying he played like like donkey. He didn't play like a donkey or whatever. He's just like, he played like a winger who plays in the same position who would never fucking get signed by Man City, but would never be amongst the likes of us. It was like Almiron's.
I think it's the fact it's delivered like a burn.
Yeah.
Such a weird target for that.
Because, I mean, with all, like I'll be critical of Almiron, but there's far worse right wingers in the... It's so weird.
That's why it's a good reference. But maybe, this is the thing, maybe they talk about it in Man City when they're away in a hotel and they watch Newcastle or whatever. They're like, this fucking Almiron. Look at him. He's shit. Maybe it's a running joke.
I don't get it, but I did quite enjoy how, like, Mank, Jack Grealish, like his like the walk on the stage and stuff like that. He was quite Mank in his like
swagger.
Yeah,
he sort of reminded it. Sort, you know, I don't have a problem with Jack Grealish; it's fine. But it sort of reminded me a bit of when England won the Ashes in 2005. This is you, football fans, aren't you? You don't remember.
I remember it well.
Well, they had a parade, and Flintoff and Peterson and all of that were just like really pissed up, and like urinated in the number 10 garden and everything. It was just like,
but they'd earned the right to do that. Jack Grealish only scored two more goals than Almiron.
What I'm saying is they were really pissed up, the whole squad, and then they were like shit for 2 years. Now, I don't think, because they were like, we've done it. I don't think the Man City squad will do that, but I wonder whether Jack Grealish might.
I mean, Jack Grealish cost five times as much as Almiron, and Mahrez cost three times as much as Almiron. It's real punching down. It's real, like, if he'd said a Man U player, and said, like, you're playing shit, you're playing like Jadon Sancho or something like that, who's clearly a good player but hasn't performed well, it's your local rivals, dig him out. That's fine, I get it. But, like, Almiron, he's such a sweet kid. He's such a weird target.
This is like modern football, isn't it? It's like, you win your first trophy, you get pissed up in the parade, you have a bit of fun with your mates, you make some jokes, and then two or three days later, there's three lads sitting in their living room analysing what would have been the best name to come up with.
But it's just that Almiron's such a... It's like going after a Brighton player. Like,
yeah.
He was playing like Trossard.
So, like, I genuinely...
He's accidentally made a really funny joke.
Maybe it's not accident. Maybe he's just guys nailed it.
Yeah, he's thick as mince. I think any point he makes well is by accident.
Yeah, he's thick as whale spunk. He's not a clever bloke.
Fine.
But yeah, because I saw it go, like, Twitter was obviously like Almiron was trending and Jack Grealish was trending, and then a few of the Newcastle Twitter accounts, like the big ones, were like, this is like, it's a disgrace or something like that. Honestly, I watched it and I was like, he's mentioned Almiron. That was my reaction. I didn't care.
I think Almiron could rightly be quite hurt, though. Such a sort of sad face.
Well, if you were Almiron, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen where Grealish is now?
Getting two-footed by Almiron?
He's in Ibiza partying with Wayne Lineker.
Oh, dear.
I think Almiron should turn up there. They should settle it like men in Wayne Lineker's pool.
Signs are not good for Jack Grealish.
No, they're really not.
No. Like when they first signed him, there should be a guy on Pep's books, a man whose full-time job is to keep Jack Grealish away from Wayne Lineker.
Is there a Premier League player, do you think, who would be more likely to talk to you about Peaky Blinders on a stag do? I don't think there is.
No. Maybe Matt Target, but yeah.
I think Matt Target would just talk about his car, but in a nice way.
Have you seen the like the little bromance that's going on between Bruno Guimaraes and Matt Target?
No.
There's quite a nice, like, I mean, obviously Matt Target
was interviewed. Go on.
Matt Target was being interviewed on the pitch. Well, there was a camera in his face, really, after the Arsenal game. And Bruno, like, gatecrashed and said, oh, he has to stay. And there's been a few, like, exchanges on Instagram and stuff. And it does seem like two of them really get along. It's quite nice. I would like Matt Target to be signed permanently because I think he's a good pro. He's decent Premier League standard. I think, just, like, 15 million. He's not a gamble at 15 million.
But I mean, the only thing is he probably want his own guarantees, won't he? Because he left Villa because he's someone who wants guaranteed.
Well, this is the thing, and I don't want to get too far ahead just yet. But like we're heavily linked with a guy called Renan Lodi from Atletico Madrid. He's you know, a young Brazilian. He's really exciting going forward, but he's not reliable at the back. That's why they're quite happy to let him go. The money that we're talking about is like tens of millions. It's like 20-30 million pound for him. I would much rather hold fire, don't go for an unloady just yet, sign Matt Target for less than 20 million quid. We know he can do it. He's reliable, dependable. Spend the money in the really crucial areas like up front, center back, center midfield, or right wing.
I sort of agree, but that logic would also see us buying someone like Joe Willock instead of Bruno. You think if you can get that caliber of player, the impact they can have on us is massive.
No. So, because if we could find a better left back than Renan Lodi, then I would say sure. Like if we could go off and sign, I don't fucking know, like Carrasco or someone like that. Brilliant. Go off and sign him.
Could
yes,
be making
100%.
That player up, as far as I'm concerned.
But we could go and sign a really
good. What about
good
a good
back.
English left back, Dave?
All right, then.
Like Luca Dean.
But if we could go off and sign a good left back, fine, go off and do that. But like the one that we've been aggressively linked with, I don't think it's the right choice right now.
A special player. Is this what you're saying?
He's really good going forward, but he's not. He is a bit suspect at the back, and we're as well with Jamal Lewis then.
I was going to say, I still feel it's a bit harsh on Jamal Lewis not to be involved at all. When you consider the improvement of players like Kraft, you kind of think...
I had genuinely forgotten that Jamal Lewis existed. Speaking of which, someone else I had totally forgotten who existed.
Miguel Almiron?
Kennedy
played for Chelsea this week, which doesn't seem to make any sense.
That blew my mind because I couldn't believe he was registered in their squad.
It feels like there must be some anomaly or whatever, but yes, that would imply that he has been registered in their squad for the whole season. I looked him up. I don't think he's played for any other team anywhere this season. So he had a whole season and then started in the final game and got an assist, to be fair. I did my fantasy team the whole year. Paid off at the end. Though, got an assist. I feel like we'll probably, because we're going to be so active in the transfer window, or at least certainly linked with so many players, I feel like we might do a pod or two during the window. I don't know.
I think one thing to say is a lot of the players who we've been linked with all season, now business is happening. A lot of them are just like, there is no way we could afford them or their wages. Like Tarkowski is getting offered apparently like 120 grand a week.
Mm.
And we're not going to offer that. All these people who we've just assumed, oh, we'll go and sweep them up. There's still a lot of rich Premier League clubs.
I got it into my head that we might sign Gabriel Jesus like a week ago. And now I'm like, I'm not going to sign Gabriel Jesus.
Well, there's the French midfielder Boubacar Camara, and he's gone to Aston Villa on a free transfer, and he was somebody that we were heavily linked with for like two or three windows where we were like, I think there was one where we actually agreed a fee with his club, and he turned us down because he wanted to stay and, well, be in Europe and everything. But now he's, yeah, I mean, Aston Villa are making some moves. They've already got Coutinho. They've already got, well, they've signed this Kamara, and they're both apparently on like circa 100 grand a week. They're spending a lot of money like on wages, and wages are one part where FFP can impact, like, can stymie your growth quite a lot.
Yeah, you sort of think, as long as Gerrard's not a kind of one-hit wonder, it could work, but they could also very easily be like Everton in a couple of years.
Yeah.
So we're going to do some awards. We've had some people get in touch on Twitter. Mickey G said, who would you give the absolute meathead award? Who would you give the absolute meathead award?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Who's been an absolute... Kieran Clark, the getting sent off against Norwich, wasn't it? He's a meathead.
I've taken it to mean, like, who in the squad do you think eats the most meat?
I mean, for the meatiest head in the squad, you'd have to say Steve Bruce.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, of the season.
I thought meathead meant, like, moron, like, stupid. He's a meathead.
I think probably Kieran Clark.
Well, I think it's not a very nice thing to say, but I don't think he is. But as I've said it before, I think Matt Target looks thick. But I don't think he is. But, you know. One Up Gaming says it has to be Joe Linton for most improved, but I still don't think he's great in passing or shooting. But he just gets in the way of opposition passes and shots. I mean, that's his summary. Lots of shout-outs for Joe Linton. Sugar Wookie says, best player, Joe Linton. Shortest shorts, Joe Linton. Most improved, either Fraser Craft or Joe Linton. Best moment / Pennycopter award. Is that? Oh, yeah, I think.
Penis copter.
Sure. He mentions Trippier free kick. Of course, there's been two. Goal of the season, Bruno versus Southampton. Matt Ritchie Raji award. He's sending, giving that to Joe Linton. John Tilley also saying Joe Linton for most improved. Bruno, best signing. Any awards you want to throw out?
I'd say best signing, Dan Burn is also up there for the difference he's made.
Yeah, very good shout. I think, to be honest, all of the signings, bar Wood, have done well. Like, I don't think anybody's like disappointed apart from Wood. Moment of the season for me is probably Trippier's free kick against wasn't Aston Villa, was it Leicester?
Everton,
that's right, it was Everton, that's right. Goal of the season, you could have had Wilson's against Crystal Palace, the overhead kick. Almiron's against Palace, or Bruno's against Leicester. Bruno's against Southampton as well, of course, like on his first start, the back heel.
Flick, right? Yeah. I would say Bruno is a shoo-in for signing of the season. I mean, the other one you could mention is Trippier, because it was a bit of a statement. But he hasn't played all that much for us. He's obviously a leader. He's obviously a top player, but he is 31. Bruno, he's, I don't know how old he is, what, 23, 24?
Yeah.
He looks like a player who could be approaching world class already. He's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I think any squad in the league would want him.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how he gets on second season. You sort of have to adapt a bit more when you've been that good. Suddenly, you've got two players on you all the time. But he seems to just create space everywhere.
Yeah, and the hope is, because the rumours are that we're going to sign like three £30 million players-ish. You'd hope that by bringing in that level of quality around him, that if two players were suddenly to like be chasing him around the pitch, these new signings might have more space to express themselves, and we can punish a team in a different way.
And yet, most improved?
Got to be Joe Linton.
It's got to be.
That's so obvious.
I think there's... I think there has to be a big mention for Kraft, because him and Joel Linton have both had many moments where we've both said, it's not that they're not Premier League players. They don't even look like professional footballers to come back from there to the levels they've hit. But Joel Linton's just, the moving him back from striker to a centre mid, it feels like something Brian Clough would have done. It doesn't feel like that happens in the game anymore. So I think moving position that radically.
And with Kraft, either he's played his way into the being on the books, or he's played his way to a move that at least gets some of the money back that we spent. I mean, we paid 5 million for him.
I reckon
we could, off the back of his second half of the season, you could definitely get 5 million for him. So he's either going to be on the books or out the door.
Yeah, I think he'll probably stay and Mankio's out.
Mankio's versatile though, isn't he? Anyway, we could go on about that.
Worst player of the season? Should we just do that? Just
for Kieran Clark.
I don't even remember what happened. Kieran Clark just got sent off, right?
Yeah, I mean, Lascelles was pretty bad for a lot of it as well.
He was bad, but I think there were points of every game. It was almost like Lascelles would play okay for like 75, 80 minutes and then have like a couple of catastrophes, whereas Kieran Clark was bad or catastrophic. So it's Kieran Clark for me.
It feels like just two different seasons, right?
Yeah.
Two different seasons. And it wouldn't say that the heart... It's not just about when Eddie Howe arrived and the takeover happened. Because, I mean, yes, that's when the turnaround began. But we didn't really see it on the pitch for like another dozen.
Weirdly as well, I think what gets forgotten is Joel Linton was looking like a slightly better player first half of the season. Like, he was looking better out on the left than he had done at any point last season. But it was the switch to centre midfield is what really changed him.
Yeah.
So we're approaching the end of our Zoom meeting, which means that we're probably approaching the end of our pod, because it's not time to start making predictions for next season. We'll probably do a pod or two over the summer. But right now, I just want to say what an honour it has been to be in the company of two men I would go to war with. Dave Watson.
Thank you, Fergus.
And Paul Doolan.
Thank you.
And thank you to you, the Newcastle listener. Newcastle listener? The Newcastle Natter listener. I would go to war with every single one of you, although I don't know what we're fighting for. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.